We should, like, go and, like, hang out with Todd.
Whoa, it's Todd.
Yeah.
Todd's even cooler than we thought.
Boys, I'm looking for a fella who goes by the name of Todd.
Oh, yeah. He's cool.
Todd would make, like, a good manager or something.
Todd roll.
Welcome to another episode of the 206 Geek Podcast with your host Todd, the 206 Geek.
All right, and we're back.
Todd, the king of segues.
Oh, yes. I know, right? Isn't that just, that was just amazing.
Oh, Rico, that was a perfect time to do your noise. You should have done that right there. That was.
I almost did it. So, I don't know what the fuck I was talking. We were talking about. I came up with this idea of let's have the Podeskew logo, but reversed, so it shows our backs, and then like Podeskew underneath, but in reverse. So it looks like. Like the logo's just like there on a stand cut up, and then someone just looks behind it and it's just, you know, this view.
If I could jump in real quick, Todd, the genesis for that is that our site, our merchandise site, which I'm not going to plug on your show because I don't want to do that, but it allowed for us to recently start putting a image on the back of our t-shirt as the front. So Rico's idea is that. If you're looking at the front of the shirt, you see I'm wearing one. It has our logo on it. But then if you look at the back, and I don't have that one, but it has the back image. So it That's looks awesome. Like you're – yeah. And
if you guys want to promote it, go right ahead. I mean, it's you know
– I didn't want to assume. But, yeah, if you want to check out Podeskew merchandise, and the only place, the exclusive place to get Podeskew merchandise, because we're having some issues right now, is tpublic.com/podeskew. But yeah, that shirt currently is not available. It'll be coming back in the new year where we have a rotation of shirts that we use. But
I have a tpublic page as well. So they're going to have it so you can have two images, one on front and back, because I saw that you could have the same image on front and back.
No, you can have two different images, and it only works on the t-shirts currently. I'm waiting for them to do it on the – so to Rico's idea, I'm waiting for them to do it on the hoodie, the zip-up hoodie, because I will get a new hoodie with the front image and the back image. I can't wait for that, but they're not offering that yet.
CJ, Jolene has a question for you.
I'm working on the specifics. You and I will chat privately, Jolene, but I'm working on specifics there.
Ooh, you guys have a fan club. That's cool.
Yeah,
no, CJ has.
I have a fan club. Not Podeskew. Yeah. I have a fan club. Apparently,
so I
have a band club.
So I'm curious. Now, is it just Jolene in the fan club, or is there more than one person? Just Jolene that's a stalker.
As far as I know, there's two people in the fan club currently. It's Jolene and. It's Jolene and Esther are the fan club members currently.
Well, there's three, actually. There's three if you count CJ himself.
I hate myself, so how am I in the fan club?
I would imagine Jay would probably be a part of that fan club.
Probably fair. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. Sure.
So how much is it? How much is dues for that fan club? Is it only for women?
I pay them. So it. So,
you know, oh, okay. Yeah. I want to join. How much do you pay?
So,
Jess, we do not get any. We never get hounded with dick pics or any of that. I would actually fucking love that, so that I could criticize their dicks and just be like, okay. Wow, you really like,
for the record, know. At Rance Rico, not at Podeskew, because I don't want to see random dick. I'm sorry, no.
So what if I start sending you pictures of Dick Van Dyke and Dick Clark?
That's a different kind of dick, no, and that's fine.
No, that shit offends the fuck out of us. How dare you? I don't need to see pictures of Janie or any of that shit.
I did that to someone who I got a random text from someone asking for dick pics. I was like, oh, okay. So I like sent them a picture of Dick's Drive-In, which is a burger joint in Seattle. There's the only place where you can get a bag of dicks and it's something you actually want. And then
I've been trying to avoid this topic. Can I address the chat room for just a second, if that's all right with you?
Okay. Sure.
Jay, I count you in the fan club. Rico brought it up and he's 100% right. You count. And you need to take that up with Jolene because she only put the number two on the picture we got. And as far as I know, that was Esther and herself. So
Jolene, you have to give way to Jay. Jay was the OG fan before anybody.
Jay was a fan before we were fans, if that's any indicator.
If Podeskew ended, Jay would fucking be the saddest person on earth. Like, she cares more about Podeskew than we do. Like, fuck OG, she's OJ. That's what she is. She's the OJ fan.
Jess apparently has a crush on Stephanie, so there you go.
Well, one more thing Jess and I have in common.
True.
for those of you listening to this on my normal podcast feed, I do these shows on Friday nights Get Vocal. So the easiest way to find it is going to stream.206geek.com. It just forwards to the proper URL, and you can check out the old episodes in the archive. And then if you're around, you can watch live.
Yeah,
so.
I
think you guys now too. By the way,
not to plug other people's stuff on your show, but like I got to, and she's not here anymore. But I got to give credit to Ariel because Ariel is the one who introduced us to Get Vocal. And if I could back up a second, Rico and I, as we mentioned earlier on our show tonight, where we've done this thing. We have a friend named Fumes, and he streams video games on Facebook, and he allowed us to do a kind of a crossover, if you will, where we were on his stream, but then we also recorded the audio and put it out as a Podeskew episode where he was playing games. But Rico and I got a chance to talk to the audience for the first time ever live, and we both kind of were like, oh, that was fun. Like, we need to do it. Hey, Ariel's back. We were just giving you love for introducing us to Get Vocal.
Someone must have texted her and been like, they're talking about you.
For real. But when we were on Fumes' thing and doing that stream and getting to talk with people live in interaction, Rico and I got off of that night and talked to each other for we had to talk for like an hour that night. That was one of the few like long after show conversation we had where we were like, dude, that was fun. And, you know, and then so when Ariel introduced us to Get Vocal and that we could do this on a regular basis that would allow us to interact with people, it fit perfectly. I mean, we still love doing Podeskew and the pre-records and sending it out and that whole thing, but this gives us a different outlet and a different way to flex our muscle and our talent that we don't get to do on Podeskew, you know, on a regular episode.
Right.
And I look forward to doing the Fridays as much as doing the Sundays now. Like I get a double dip now every week and I fucking love it.
Yeah. Now somebody at Get Vocal reached out to me through email asking if I wanted to join their platform. I was like, I'll check it out. I'm always good to check out new podcast type things. And so I went over to the site and looked in and saw your guys' show listed, I think. And I saw there's the I can't remember the guy's name, but they also talk about nerdy stuff. And then there's these new people that just started doing a show a couple weeks back after Force Fest. They have a pretty good show here on I'm drawing a blank on their show right now too, which is awesome for me to talk about how great their show is, but I can't fucking remember the name of it. But
way to plug them, buddy.
And see, you know what? If I could get arrogant for a second, and Todd, please excuse my arrogance.
Just for a second, CJ?
Fuck you. In advance, but like, I remember maybe about 3-4 weeks ago, maybe less, where you were publicly and privately, Todd, saying that like you were upset that not all the people were coming to your show. And I went to and it's not a shot at you. You have a great show. I think it was timing. I think it's based on where you're located. There's a lot of factors as to why that was. So I'm not criticizing your content. But what I did was I saw that and I know what that feels like. So I went to Rico and I was like, listen, I think there's a way for us to help this guy out. And that's why we approached you with doing the flip that you've done. And, you know, I don't know if it's boosted things for you, but regardless of it.
I have people in the chat room talking, so that, okay. Yes, it has worked.
Well,
so
sure. And I'm not looking for thanks, but I like the fact that, you know, here's the thing about podcasting that I think a lot of people don't realize. If you make it past a year, you're a veteran, because most shows don't make it a year. Most shows don't make it past 10 episodes, let alone a year.
Sure.
You know, so if you make it a year or longer, and Rico and I, like I said, are creeping up 3 years right now and have no intention of stopping, you know, we're kind of like OGs right now. We're veterans of this. So if we can help, and I'm not discrediting you, Todd, because obviously you've been doing this for a minute too, but if we can still grab a show, whether it's a newbie or an old school guy like yourself, and we can help them out at this point in our, I hate to use the word career, but I don't have a better one. That's where I get the joy out of it. Like, so it doesn't matter. If you never said thank you, I don't think I'd care. Right. You know, I appreciate that you have, and don't get me wrong, I don't think you're the type that wouldn't. But even if you didn't, it's not about that. It was about, okay, let's take what we've built and spread that shit. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where I'm at. And I don't want to speak for Rico, but I think he agrees with me that that's kind of the way to take.
Well, in this case with Todd, absolutely. But I will say, I will bitch and moan until I get a thank you. If I do a favor for anybody, not you, Todd, I'm talking about anybody. If I do a favor for somebody and I don't get a fucking thank you, you are now my biggest fucking obsession. I'm like, you're such a fucking asshole. Why didn't you thank me? Why'd I do that? Am I just too nice of a guy? Fuck them people. Why? I'm never going to help people again. And then they get me a text message like at 3 a.m. like, hey man, I didn't thank you. Thank you. I'm like, you're welcome, you son of a bitch.
At the same time,
you look like right from the Adam Sandler movie that crosses off the person's name.
Yeah. At the same time, that's why we started the network. Because, like, we were on a network. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but we were on a network that we felt like we weren't treated fairly on, and we made a decision to leave. And we could have gone and looked for other networks. And actually, ironically, about 5 days before we launched ours, a network reached out to us that if we hadn't been in the process of launching ours, we probably would have joined. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, and then we looked at it and was like, who can we help? Who can we take our experience from? Even though somebody, because there are some shows on our network that have been around longer, but they don't have as many episodes. And I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, so I'm not going to start saying names. But hopefully we can take their shows, use a little bit of momentum that we have, and hopefully raise everybody up. You know, they raise us, we raise them, and we hope to build this thing. Like, right now, we're capped off only because I do feel like with a network, you're going to, if you grow too fast, you're going to crumble under your own weight. So we're trying to balance that carefully. But that was the whole genesis of the network. It wasn't just like, well, fuck you to all the other networks out there, which I guess part of it was, but To a bigger extent, it was like, if we can help other networks out there, or not other networks, but other shows out there to get to that next plateau, then let's do it. And here we are, and I think we've got a good core group of people. You know, referring back to the chat room on this Skid Vocal that we're recording this for you on, or with you on, I should say. Jess is still part of that old network, and you know, Jess is also one of our oldest friends, podcast wise. And I'll share with her. I don't know. I think I've done this privately or publicly. I was really afraid of her reaction when she found out we left the network that we were both on and broke off and did our own. Like, Jess, more than anybody, was the one I was scared of. Not because she's a scary
one. I understand that. I'm still scared of Jess.
Well, but I'm not. I'm genuinely, like, Rico's making a joke, but I'm not scared of Jess. But, like, I didn't want to terminate or jeopardize that friendship or that relationship. But
you didn't want to disappoint anybody.
Exactly. And that is my biggest fear in life, which is a whole psychological issue. But I don't want to do that. I want us all to work in congruency together, even if we're not on the same thing. And that's
it's also the aspect of the fact that Jess is the type of person where she is one of the sweetest people ever. She's one of the sweetest people ever, but she also gives a compliment by going la di da. So it's really hard to know how, like, if she's being serious or if she's being antagonistic or if she's being seriously antagonistic.
Yeah.
It's I hope she's laughing.
I hope so too. And we love Jess to death. She you know,
we love Jess because we have to say that so she doesn't kill us.
She sometimes gives us our biggest challenges, but she also is, you know, outside of Jay and Stephanie, is probably one of our biggest, and Ariel, to be fair, one of our biggest supporters. Like, she is constantly retweeting, constantly pushing people towards Pod Askew, and her show is a history show. So we're not anywhere near congruent in terms of content. And she's like, no, go listen to these guys. And that means the world to me. And I think I speak for Rico too, that, yeah, there you go. We love her to death. We love all our fans. And that's one of the things that I'm sorry I'm rambling and I apologize, but like, that's my,
yeah, who would have, you know, you're being a, you know, you're taking over the talking responsibilities.
Motherfucker, what do you want me to do? But I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's one of the things.
I'll say this. I was just thinking about something was said earlier. The difference between a geek and a nerd. I've always said that nerds are people who are they're into technical things. They're into science. They're into gadgets, and they're into the tech side of, and you know, they're into that kind of stuff. And then geeks are people who are into pop culture and things that can be nerdy, but tend to be more of, not so into the details of it, but just like the things that they like. And that's how I've always described them. I don't see them as one is better than the other. They're the same. They're parallel.
Well, then that's the irony of Pod Askew, because Rico's the geek and I'm the fucking nerd without question. Yeah.
But even then, I'm not even like the stereotypical geek. There's a lot of geek shit that I'm like, look, I'm not going to fucking, like, say, oh, fuck that. I hate that. Anybody who likes it is stupid, you know. But, like, which yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan. I am not a Star Trek fan. I like Harry Potter. I could give less of a fuck about Lord of the Rings. So I'm not, like, the stereotypical geek that likes everything. Like, I've never seen a single episode of Battlestar Galactica, or I've seen like two episodes of The X-Files. However, I've seen every fucking episode of Buffy. So, like, I have my weird things that I'm into, but I don't like everything. Just like there are people I like, and I hate a lot of other fucking people too.
Right. But then, as far as those shows go, I'm the exact opposite. I like Star Trek and I love Star Wars. I like Star Wars more. And, you know, in the other shows you mentioned, was it X-Files and
Battlestar?
Battlestar.
No, I'm an old school Battlestar fan because that came out the year after Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I like them both. I tried to like Buffy. I really did. I loved the movie. The movie was awesome.
No, it wasn't.
But the show was. It wasn't. I wasn't the target demographic. Let's put it that way. And that's the only way without being an asshole.
Okay, so two things.
What's the target?
Two things I have to say. Number one, Steph's definition, as great as yours was, Todd, might be the best. Steph says, "Geek, may the force be with you, nerd. Force equals mass times acceleration." I think that's fucking brilliant. That's brilliant. But to your definition, I think, and this is why I can say I'm the nerd and Rico's the geek, because Rico will tell you that I will obsess about the sound quality of our show. Obsess mm-hmm. about the sound quality of it. To the point that we did a pod play, and we harp on this all the time, but I think it's a great example of it. We did a pod play called Batman Alone that to this day I can't listen to because we did a great job on the recording. I'm not – all the people that did characters and acting and did all that were fucking brilliant. I will never discredit any of them. But the editing job I did on it is shit. I can't stand it. I can't listen to it. It hurts my ears. And to give you an idea, our show, our normal Podeskew runs about 2 hours. I can edit and record. I can edit and clean up and get a Podeskew to a happy point for me in about 3 to 4 hours of editing, the whole process from start to finish. I spent 32 hours editing this pod play, and it's still where I want it. And
it almost killed him. It almost killed him. Like, because we were at that point where it's like we had just finished recording and like we had less than a month to release it on
less
Halloween.
Than a week. We had a week to record to release it. Forget a month. We had a week.
Wow.
And he was frantic. He was coming to me and he was going to Steph and me asking for opinions. He's like, "I have all these sound effects. I want to put these sound effects." And we're like, "Dude, you are not sleeping." And he was like sick too. He was actually like, he actually was like ill with like a cold or the flu or something. And he was just like, if he hadn't shaved his head, he would have been pulling it out. That's how fucking stressed he was, to the point where he was like he officially released it on Halloween at like 6 or 7 o'clock
in the morning, 3 in the morning Eastern. And I was, and in my eyes, Todd, it was 3 hours late. And that still irks me to this day because I wanted it ready by midnight.
In comparison, when I listen to Batman Alone, I fucking love it because I'm half the cast and I get to stretch my impressions and I get to stretch voice acting and I get to be the Joker and the Penguin and Two-Face and fucking blah, blah, blah. So as an actor, it's great because I think I did a good job. I think the cast did a good job. I think CJ did a good job. And then CJ, as I've always said, CJ is the director of Podeskew, and I am the actor of Podeskew. I'm the one who's always trying to fucking, you know, not necessarily get the attention on me, but, you know, I want to throw those jokes out. I want to, you know, do my impressions. I want to sing Sinatra or some shit. I'm a showman. CJ is that as well, but CJ has that technical nerdy mind of, okay, how would I intricately place this here? I mean, he's solving a puzzle as we're recording, whereas I'm like, fuck it, 52 pickup. That's the difference between me and him.
And if at the risk of sounding arrogant, by comparison, we did a thing called Cinema Wars, which was a game show that we did, which was equally as intricate, but not as time consuming. And it's one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. And there's a lot of like underlying music and sound effects and stuff to that one as well. And I fucking love that one. So it's just a matter of time. And we're planning to do another pod play someday. And we will. And the only reason why we're not doing it this year is because our script writer just didn't get it done in time. And it's not a criticism of him. It just life happens. But
he literally lost power, so he couldn't write.
Well, that too. So there were multiple reasons, but like, and we're going to do it and it will be fun. But what we're doing with the next pod play is we're recording it like a month to 6 weeks in advance so that I have the time to put the
be smart.
Right. And so the next one will be fantastic in my eyes. I'm sure. I hope. But and I have to credit. I have to go back to something from the chat real quick. Jolene, you commented on the sound quality of your show. You have to understand something. Enrico will back me up on this. I don't criticize other people on their sound quality. That's your preference. That's your show. That's your thing. I'm never going to tear someone down for what they deem to be what they want their show to be. I just have a high standard for my show. So your show could be whatever it is, and I'm not going to give it a hard time, but I will tear mine to shreds if it's not where I want it to be. So.
Yeah.
Right. And I totally get that. And in fact, I was very much like that when I first started this podcast back in 2015. I was like, this has to sound, I want it to sound like they sound on the radio. I don't want it to sound like I'm recording in my bedroom, which I clearly am if you've seen this on video. So I had, when I did this back when I was still working, I went ahead and invested in some recording equipment that I knew were not going to crash on me when I was trying to save my recordings. That's what happened like the first 10 episodes of my podcast is we would record for an hour and then I go to save it and my computer would go and then I would lose everything.
Oh.
Everything was gone. That hour is just in the ether now.
That is my
worst. And so we would record.
That is my worst.
And then I would record nightmare. The second hour, and it did again. Oh. That was the last time I ever used that computer for recording anything. I used that computer for posting shit, and that was it. This computer, I'm okay with using it to record because it's not a piece of shit. It's not great, but it's not a piece of shit. I also became very obsessed with like being able to record without having to worry about things distracting me and or getting in the way of things. So I was just like, oh, there has to be silence. Nobody fucking talk for the next hour and a half. I don't want to hear a fucking word out of your mouth kind of thing. And that caused a lot of problems. So
When
I took that break from podcasting, I had to think about like, is that stuff really that important to me? Let's be honest, it's just a podcast. So yes, I want it to sound good, but at the same time, I don't want to be causing myself so much stress and so much anxiety that it's no longer fun for me. And that's what happened towards that 3.5 years is it stopped being fun. It felt like a job that I wasn't getting paid for.
Well, here's the thing. And I'll say something on, hopefully on Rico's behalf, but he'll back me up is like the set of headphones you see him wearing right now is the fourth pair of headphones and all of the upgrades have been me going, Rico, you need a new set of headphones because it was irking me. I mean, I was cleaning it up to the best of my ability and we worked with what we got. Now I'm not saying I don't like those episodes or whatever, but like I'm constantly trying to improve the product and I need a new microphone and I sound fine, but in my mind, I need a new mic because I could sound better, you know?
It is really interesting going from the beginning of Podescu to now.
Oh, God,
those
old episodes.
It's like every 6 months I got a new pair of headphones, which I finally snapped at you recently. I said, motherfucker, you're the one who recommends these fucking things to me. I'm buying what you tell me to buy. So if I need to buy another one, that's on you. So I finally said, find me the best fucking pair. And he found me the best pair, and I said, fuck that, that's too expensive. Find me the second best pair. And he said, all right, here, buy this one. I said, all right, that's it. never buying another fucking pair of headphones unless these fall and break and shatter beyond repair. In which case, right. I've got three other fucking slightly shitty ones I could use.
Now, to be fair, Todd, the other problem is he doesn't have a proper computer. So if he ever gets the proper computer, I'm going to make him get a whole other set of gear. But that's a different conversation, you know. So,
well, going to what Todd was saying about distractions, very early when I was living with Ron, in the Bay Area, we have
Bart!
We have BART, the fucking Bay Area Regional Transit. And it's basically just the Bay Area's subway. And my dad lives literally underneath the overpass of BART, right next to one of the stations in Rockridge. So BART became the third unofficial fucking guest or host of Pod Askew, where I'd be, you know, it doesn't matter. See, I don't hear it because I grew up with it. You know, it's just white noise to me. And so CJ, the first time it happened, CJ's like, what the fuck is that roar in the background? I'm like, oh, you mean BART? He's like, who's BART? I'm like, no, the subway. Like, and CJ, without going into details, you may be hearing BART within a month or two.
BART's making a return to Pod Askew.
Great. Possibly.
Which
is the roundabout way of me saying, I'm moving back to my dad.
You better get new fucking internet over there because goddamn that connection sucked before. That's different conversation. Look at that.
Well, and that's the thing is I was looking at like all these different things to try to improve upon the sound. Like a buddy of mine turned a guest room, his spare room in his house into a studio, which I was like, oh, I want to do that. Oh, I need to do that. And then I realized how much money he put into doing that. I'm like, oh, God, I'm never doing that.
If you were going to do it proper, and Todd, you probably already know this based on what you were just saying. So a small peek behind the curtain is Rico and I and Steph have kicked around the idea of.
And now back to the show.
Well, maybe Rico should move to New Jersey, or I should move to San Francisco, or Oakland, I should say, and we'll all live together. And then we'd have a room where it would just be for Pod Askew, for recording. And I can tell you right now, to get that room where I would want it, we'd probably put out $500 to $1,000, without question. Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Because he had the padding on the wall.
Yep.
He bought some of those padded things you can get from U-Haul for when you can wrap your delicate shit in. He hung those on the wall from like some PVC pipe. He had them hung on that, so they weren't attached to the wall themselves, but they cover the entire wall.
You don't want them, and then he had because like the attachment will vibrate back. You need that space. You need that air. So,
trust me, CJ and I need to be in a padded room anyway.
That's true. That's great. Listen, you know, we joke and we have a good time, but I think there would be a fist fight at least once every 6 months if Rico and I lived again.
Or most likely.
Someone locking themselves in a room saying, I'm not coming out.
Most likely.
I'd be him.
Yeah.
He would be the prima donna behind the curtain. I'd be like, come on, dude. It's time to record. You're like, fuck you.
I have to stress something, though. Like, because we're just getting, I mean, we're not to the end of your time, Todd, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to say this. Rico is as quickly and I love the fact that this is the case has become one of my best friends and I love him to death and we really have a great time and we make these jokes about killing each other or getting in these fights or whatever, but the reality of it is we'd be fine. You know what I mean? And I think it would only enhance the show. I think it would only make it better. What's that?
You guys are like brothers.
Oh, without question. At this point, sure. Yeah.
I fucking hope not. My brothers were awful to me.
And I mean, that's the thing. We're pretty awful to each other, but at the end of the day, it's just different. And I've said this privately in my own life. I'm really grateful for having built this friendship with Rico and having this thing. You know, we have a friend who goes by Midnight Smoke. He's one of our, you've met him, I think, Todd, because he was on our Get Vocal back when we had Pence on.
Please don't stand.
No, not Pence.
Pence, not
Pence. Yeah, Eddie Pence.
When we don't have Pence on, is what I heard.
That's what I heard too, to be honest, but then I translated.
Thank you, Rico. But the thing that, and it took him saying this to me once, but he and I were talking privately and he said to me, he goes, you know what the best thing about podcasting is? It's not about making money. It's not about getting listeners. It's not about selling merchandise. It's about the connections you make and the friends that you start to build. I have friends that I have made through this medium, Rico being number one, but Jay, Jess, who's currently not here for some reason, Ariel, Jolene. I mean, these people that I'm becoming friends with, these people that I'm getting to know. You are here, but you're not in the. That's weird. You are here. I'm sorry. Sorry about this. But Jess, like these people that we're getting to know, and care about. These are some of the best friends I've ever made. You know, and that.
Yeah.
The irony in that is that I've lost some friends over the last, and Rico will tell you because he's been witness to it to a degree, friends that I've had for 20 plus years that have just kind of flipped me off like this and turned their backs on me. I don't think any of these people would do that to me. And that just means the world to me. You know what I mean? Like I've got a circle of friends now that I trust implicitly. And with no disrespect to anyone else, Rico's at the top of that list. You know, like.
Yeah. Well, if I can interrupt, I mean,
please.
Everything that CJ said is beautiful, and from the bottom of my heart, I've never liked you, and I fucking hate you, dude. I don't want to do this. I'm only with you because of contractual obligations.
Fuck you.
This is the bane of my fucking existence.
I fucking hate you.
All right.
I was waiting for that. I saw it coming too.
I just Don Rickles your ass. No, in all seriousness, yes. Like I said at the beginning of talking to you, Todd, we had to pretend to be friends in that first pilot. We don't have to pretend anymore. We are absolutely, like, we know each other well enough to know if it's going to be a shit episode without even discussing it, based on each other's demeanor. We could just tell. It doesn't even have to be words spoken. It's just, I can see him, because he'll send me a text and he'll say, I was like, what are you up to? I'm setting up this computer, which I know means I fucking hate this fucking computer. The fucking cords don't work fucking right. God damn it. Piece of shit. So that's what I know that means. So when we, you know, come 2 o'clock, come 5 o'clock his time, 2 o'clock my time, we sit down, we get on Skype, and he looks tired. And I just kind of, I don't say shit because I don't need to poke the dragon. And then I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Oh, okay. So we were going to talk about Star Wars today. Is there anything else you want to talk about? No, let's just talk about it. Get this shit over with. Got it. Okay. Let's get
it over
with. Yeah, it's like, that's the perfect way of starting an episode. Let's just get this over with. Like, that's what you do when you fuck somebody you don't like.
If I could interject, though, there's a great example, and I won't say which one it is because I don't want to throw Rico completely under the bus. But
no, fuck it.
I don't remember what it's called, but we used to have a pre-show meeting where we would get together and talk for about a half hour about different show business, whatever that was.
On average, it was about a half
right.
an hour.
And it was whatever various show business we had to talk about. And we had this one that went longer. It was probably about 45 minutes. And then...
Oh, no, it was a straight up hour and a half.
Was it?
I remember it was ridiculously long to the point where I'm like, I fucking don't even give a shit.
And it was important stuff, Todd. Don't get me wrong. Like, we weren't like hashing out stupid crap. Like, it was stuff we had to talk about, but it took time. And then on top of that, we did a topic that Rico could have given a flying fuck about. And
no, less than a flying fuck. Less, way less than a flying
and
fuck.
And it came through on the entire episode. Like, you hear that episode, and it's rough.
That episode is my Batman Alone for CJ. It is the one that I'm like, I'm so mortified how I came off, because you can clearly just hear, like, I have what I call resting bitch voice. I sound like I'm always in a bad mood. I sound like I'm always angry. I sound like I don't give fuck flying fuck. I give less than a grounded fuck. That's how much I don't care.
So you sound like Jerry Lewis on his last interview where he was just like, he gave like short, quick answers and didn't respond to most things that was asked of him.
Who?
It was Jerry Lewis's last interview, which was this guy. The first question the guy asked him was the thing that like put Jerry in like the worst fucking mood I've ever seen any celebrity in.
Oh, hi.
And he was just.
Well, let me tell you why I don't like you, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no, Rico. It's hostile as fuck. I've heard it. Yeah.
Jerry Lewis was a mean motherfucker, dude. Jerry Lewis was not a nice guy. Jerry Lewis, rightfully so, punched out his history teacher or his principal when he was a kid.
You know, here's Todd. The interesting thing about the episode that we're both referring to, though, is thank God we asked Steph pre the meeting to be a guest on that show. So it was a three-host episode. And if it had not been for Steph, that episode, we probably would have trashed the episode completely and just re-recorded, because
the episode which Steph put in the chat,
trying to not do
that. No, I don't care. It's called, I mean, if you talk about Batman Alone and you're embarrassed by that, then I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
Steph Askew strikes out, and it's multiple meanings because it's a Steph Askew sub episode that we do with Steph. And we were talking about sports movies, so strikes out. And it's a strikeout because I was fucking foul.
Before we even rolled tape.
It was, welcome everybody to an episode of Husky. I am CJ, with me as always, my hero life, Rico. What's up, man? Oh, fuck you. That's really how it was.
Yeah.
And then it was Steph. Like,
periodically. I have to listen to that now.
If you ever want to, because I'm that type of anger where I speak really fucking like low and really fucking mad.
There are three episodes where I remember you being that angry. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
There's that one, the one we talked about. There, and Jay, I'm sorry, but it was one of your Koala Spawner reports where you tell the story about the BDSM club and Rico just shut the fuck up, because that's Rico. You know when he's mad, when he stops talking. Like, he doesn't rant, no pun intended. He just shuts the fuck up. And if Rico shuts up, you know he's steaming without question. That's when, Steph just said it best. It's a silence before the storm. It just.
Because I will fucking get loud. And when I'm really, really, like, there's levels of my rage where it's just like, hey, I'm just talking, so I'm loud in Italian. There's that. So I already just sound pissed off. And then there's, oh, wow, I'm actually, my feelings are fucking hurt. All right, fuck you, I'm not going to say shit. And then everyone wants to say, why aren't you talking? Because fuck you, that's why. I don't have to say shit. And then it gets a little bit more heated, a little rise. And then it's that smoldering fucking silence of just like, I'm going to tell you, CJ, I'm pretty fucking upset right now.
And then
CJ will text me privately as he's talking to me. He'll text me like, do you want to stop? And I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah, and he'll go off if he needs to. Like, that's the thing. Like, he'll get quiet, but if he gets to a point, Vesuvius will erupt and get the fuck out of the way.
All Italians run. The pissed off Dago is really here.
But the third time, And this one was a little more externally induced. We did a commentary on the Fifth Element that we'll do movie commentaries occasionally. We did a commentary on the Fifth Element, and Rico's got no problem with the movie, don't get me wrong, but he was drinking whiskey throughout the movie. So by the end of it, he's just an angry drunk. And it's,
whiskey makes me an angry drunk. Not all booze, but whiskey especially. I'm looking for a fight.
It was pretty hostile by the end of the movie. Thank God it ends with Chris Tucker being a fucking fool, because if it hadn't, it might have gotten real bad. But
you know what also pisses me off? Stephanie kicking me.
Yeah.
Stop kicking me, lady.
But those are the three times. Now, to be fair, there's also just to give you a quick counterpoint, there's an instance where he's drunk and not angry, and that's New Year's Eve last year, 2019 into 2020. He got fucked up on wine, and it's one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard in my life.
So I'm telling you, man, there are certain booze you just don't give me. You will get 7 degrees of what the fuck,
Let me ask you this then. What kind of alcohol like makes you break out in handcuffs?
Whiskey. I would say whiskey.
Break out handcuffs like in a horny way?
No, like you break out in handcuffs like you like a rash.
Break out of
handcuffs. All of a sudden you're in handcuffs.
Whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah, probably whiskey. Whiskey or tequila?
I've never seen you on tequila, but I'll trust you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, like, bringing out the handcuffs, like, after you've had a couple of fucking drinks.
No. Like, you have to be restrained because of how angry you got.
Well, God.
I've never been in a drunken fight. I'm very proud of that.
Okay.
I have been in fights with someone else who's drunk, but I have never been like, I'm going to fucking, let's go. Come on. Stop moving.
Now,
I'm going to kick the shit out of all three of you. Like, you know, I'm not that.
To be fair, because I have to throw, if I'm going to throw him under the bus, I got to throw myself under the bus a little bit.
To be fair.
Thank you. But if I'm going to throw Rico under the bus, I have to throw myself under the bus a little bit. And the year previous, New Year's Eve, going 2018 into 2019, I drank a little too much whiskey myself. Now, I don't get angry on whiskey, but I had two full rocks glasses on basically an empty stomach of Crown Royal Black. So And the funniest part about it, Todd, and I do recommend you listen to it because it is kind of, it's embarrassing to me, but it is a funny listen, is I'm pretty good up and through the, because we do, every year, New Year's Eve, we do, you can't call it live because it's recorded, but what we do is we start recording around 10 p.m. Eastern. And then we go right through the midnight Eastern countdown. So we do the countdown to the new year. And about, 15 minutes after the new year, Rico, would you say?
Yeah, I would say once it was the new year, everything just went downhill. It was almost like your tolerance said, fuck it. You know, it's the new year, let's do it.
You literally hear me fall off the alcoholic cliff of just, and I just get, I'm fucking slurring. Rico's saying stuff, and I'm like, fuck you! And he's like,
yeah,
it's bad.
It became a fucking intervention. It was like, you want to talk about him falling off the cliff. The only thing that was missing was him holding the fucking anvil and looking at us like Wile E. Coyote. It was really, because it was so, we're watching, Steph and I are drinking wine and we're getting loosey-goosey and we're all kind of woo and New Year's and blah, blah, blah. And we're watching him just sip from like the same glass. We only see him pour once because he'd already had his glass filled once. And then he poured it once on Kara. And then we just see him just go. Just.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, CJ, are you all right? And he was just. We could have been the worst fucking enemies of his because he made it so that night. Because he was just like, you know what? Fuck you. And we're like, whoa, dude. Like, and we're yelling at his fiance. We're like, get that motherfucker some chicken nuggets and feed his stupid ass. Because, like, we're worried. Because he does have a disability. We were really, really legit worried he was going to eat shit. you know, and fall and hurt himself.
Which I did.
Which he did. Which he fucking did. Oh, which proves our fucking point. So we're all like, give him some water. And he's like, fuck water. We're like, fuck you. You don't get an opinion. You did this to yourself.
I was calling for beer. I recall. I vaguely remember. Like, I had two whiskeys. And I'm like, I got a six-pack in there. Bring me a beer. And Rico is the irony in this. And I love this about him. He's screaming into the microphone. No, don't give that him any beer. Give him water. The only person who can hear him screaming that is me because I have headphones on. So nobody can hear him yelling this. But I'm falling further down the cliff at the same time. But see, you know, Todd, to get back to your overall point about the podcast and us being friends and whatever, like, those are the moments that I love that I can tell. Yeah. You know, yes, they're recorded and they're embarrassing to listen back to. Like, that one and Batman Alone are the two episodes I can't listen to. I just can't.
Aren't all the best stories the most embarrassing about yourself? Like, not
taken a step further and decided to fucking record them all. You know what I mean? So,
how many times during a week where you'd be like, God, we should be recording this?
Not often. We will actually stop ourselves during a private conversation and say, okay, you know what? We're not going to talk about that anymore because we'll save it for Sunday. We've done that more times than I can count. Oh, wow. So,
or if he and I, this is a good example. We're going to be talking about Resident Evil, the franchise films, as well as some of the games on our next recording. We have purposely avoided talking about, like, the movies that we've seen. We just don't want to lose that spontaneity.
Right.
So we'll give each other clues. Like when we did a Stephen King episode recently, you know, he was telling me which ones he was watching, and I had to recommend certain movies because I know his taste and I know his criteria and I know what he doesn't like and what he does more potentially like. And so I recommended him what was available on streaming platforms, which was not a lot. And so little by little, we had a couple days before to record, and I said, so how did you like Secret Window? And he would just give me the bare minimum. He's like, yeah, I liked it. I didn't like it at first, and then I liked it. And then I say, well, what about Dolores Claiborne? He's like, I mean, look, every movie I saw was good, but there are certain movies I'll never watch again. I'm not going to tell you which ones, so we could talk about it on the episode, because we like to drop shit on each other on air, like, frequently, so many times. He does this more than I do. He tries to get that exaggerated, pissed off, natural Rico from time to time, where he'll be like, perfect example. He brings it up more than I do. But Halloween, perfect fucking example. I don't bring it up anymore because I'm kind of done with the conversation.
You brought it up with Ernie. You did do that.
I fucking had to. I knew that motherfucker liked horror movies, and I had to. You don't get a pass on that. Sorry. So when we first talked about Halloween, I was seeing the new 2018 one, and I asked. Thank you. But I asked CJ to watch the original so that we could talk about it. I could talk about the new film. He could talk about the old film because he'd never seen any of them except for Halloween H2O, which really should be called H20, but we all call it H2O anyways. Halloween Water. That sounds scary as shit. I was expecting him to fucking like it. And he fucking dropped. You want to talk about that motherfucker broke my heart. Like, he fucking Fredo'd the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. And he just said, worst fucking movie I've ever seen. Not worst horror film or it's not for me. Just worst fucking movie I've ever seen. And I said, what? How? How could you hate that fucking movie? And I was like, wait, you'll pick Big Trouble over Little China over this, over Halloween? He's like, absolutely. Fuck you for, like, as far as I'm concerned, John Carpenter didn't start his career till after Halloween. Like, and I listened to that episode and I'm like, this is really where it's like the beginnings came. Because he and I will pick a franchise like Pirates of the Caribbean or Lord of the Rings or Star Wars, and he and I have our differences. This was the seedling of, I'll tell Steph, I'm going to fucking, like, tell, I'm going to pick a franchise that everyone loves, whatever. And he will pick the fucking one that no one likes. Just automatically. It became a joke between me and Steph where I'm like, I bet he's the motherfucker who thinks Attack of the Clones is the best movie of Star Wars. And he does, for the most part. Not all around.
The best movie of the prequels. Yeah, just to be fair.
But I'm like, that's the, and I'm like, of course that's the one you choose. That's the one I fucking hate. So that in alone is a nutshell how we work. We work great. We hate similar shit, but we never love the same shit. You know, we have enough differences to fucking argue with each other, but still hear each other's opinion. We don't always respect each other's opinion, but we respect the fact that we each have an opinion, which is all we do.
Right, right.
I noticed you probably got 2 minutes left on your show, buddy.
Yeah, no, it's almost at the 5 minute mark. I'm gonna be getting that little notification here soon. So I think hopefully he comes back before the end. But since you're still here, why don't you go ahead and give everybody where they can find you on socials and where they can listen to your normal podcast?
You can find my personal Twitter at RanceRico, and you can find CJ at M_Blade, as in slicing blade. And that's M as in Mary. So M_Blade. You can get the show at Podeskew. And we are on everything. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We are on, I think we just are now officially on Amazon. But I will stress this. We are on Amazon Music. But if you search Podeskew and you see merchandise on Amazon, that's not us. Don't buy that shit.
Right. Right. Same thing happened to me, man. I went looking on Amazon to find out if my show wasn't available yet. And that's when I found people had stolen my designs and are selling it on Amazon as well. So, yeah.
We're on Stitcher as well. So, I mean, we're also on YouTube. We put out all the episodes on YouTube as well, but it's not video. Honestly, if you can't find it, just type in PODASKEW. And you'll in Google or whatever, and you'll find us. We're everywhere. If you see my face and his face,
it shows that you guys are definitely fans of the Viewask universe. And we didn't even really talk much about that, but we'll have to do it. We'll have to do another episode where we just nerd out on Kevin Smith stuff. And that's really where I got my start with podcasting, is I was listening to the Hollywood Babylon. I was like, I can fucking do that. That seems easy enough. Just hit record and start talking. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, that mantra that Kevin pitches, that why not? And going back to our friend Smoke, he's such an advocate of it that he actually has why not tattooed on his arm, and it's a direct result of Kevin's
right.
mantra. So yeah, he, you know. But yeah, I know we're getting close to how much
minutes left,
so I'll shut the fuck up. But Todd, I you know, peek behind the curtain. I stepped away for like a half a second there. But thank you for having us on. I'm sure Rico already said it, but thank you for having us on.
No.
Thanks for having us on each week. Are you planning to hang out? Because we got a lot of people hanging out, so I'd love to talk to. But
if nothing else, I was going to invite you guys, me and my friend. We're probably going to play some All Bad Cards, and we could probably just hang out in here talking while we play. I mean, I also have a Discord we can pop on too as well.
I'm down for here because we got all these people still hanging out, but that's your call, you know, so.
All right.
CJ, I think we're supposed to talk to somebody.
We are?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, don't worry about it. Keep going.
All right. Okay. Well, it was great to have you guys officially on the podcast. This will go up probably later tonight or probably tomorrow. I'll have to like edit out a couple things or cut it up into two parts because it's 2 hours instead of one. So, but yeah, you guys are always welcome on my podcast. So it was a blast.
Well, I plan on it. I'm supposed to be there. You and I need to hash out the details.
You know, right? Yeah, we're still going to do that. I finished watching them all. So. The only one I haven't watched is the remake, which I will never watch that again.
Why? Really should.
I know we're getting to the end, but you said you wanted to do a Viewask discussion. Why don't you come on Podeskew and do that with us? Why don't we do that on our show? So
brilliant. I love that. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, you have to wait till after October because we're kind of booked through the month with the first up.
No worries. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. Like, why don't we have on Pod of Skew, and that's what we'll do, the View of Skew conversation.
That'd be great. All right. I'm just going to hit stop now.
And now is the part of the show where I like to thank those who support the podcast. And if you also want to become a podcast supporter, you can go to support.206geek.com. Thank you, Leanne P., for your support.